Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to Monday, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
I'm so excited that it's Monday. I don't say that often, but I've got a spring in my step today.
Do you?
Yes.
I did notice you came in here quite light-footed.
I think I have a reason for that.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Because I'm hopeful that now that Husey has bought so many houses for himself, that when he comes to work on our network next year, that perhaps he'll start buying them for us.
Oh, it might be like a day in the Oprah audience. Everybody look under your chair. You get a house.
He is crazy. What a crazy man.
I mean, just a casual, yeah, I'll have that. Cheeky few mil. Don't mind if I do. What a legend.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, although I had a bit of an incident that I'm going to tell you about next. It involves my Saturday night and a brush with the wrong side of the law.
Isn't that every Saturday night for you?
Yes, but this one I want to tell you about.
Right,
it's next.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Gave the people a bit of sizzle before that song. I said, stick around.
I know. Well, Saturday night, I had some friends over, kicking back, having a barbie, was tucked in bed, I reckon about 10. What were you up to?
I drove down the coast to do a gig for the people, to deliver some comedy to the masses. And I was about halfway down there. It was about a two-hour drive. Hmm. And I was halfway down. I went to one of those big servos, on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I pulled in, and as I was filling up, I heard this voice go, pump one, you need to prepay. And I was like, God?
So do they pump still
one,
do prepay?
You need to prepay.
I remember when everyone did that. They don't anymore.
Right, but this was only pump one. And I kind of looked up and I'm like, I'm not on pump one. Mine's already going. And then I thought in my head, I must have just ticked over the time to prepay, right?
Oh, so you prepay at night, do you?
Well, this is what I thought. And then I looked over and I saw the guy at pump one and he kind of just calmly looks up, kind of shrugs his shoulders, slowly puts the pump back in and then gets into his car and I figure he's going to get his wallet to go inside to pay.
Mm.
No, he just sits in his car, gets on his phone, and then drives off. And I thought he mustn't want it. He thought, how dare
you? Or prepay, you assume he hasn't filled up yet.
He had no fuel in his car. And I thought he must be ropeable. He must be going, how dare you assume that I'm going to steal your fuel?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to do a runner with nothing then. I'll show you. And I went inside and got myself a pie and sauce because treat myself whenever I'm at the servo. And and also I eat with confidence. A lot of people worry, are you going to get it down your top on the way to a gig? No, I'm confident. Anyway, get to the front of the line.
You knitted that bit out. Really didn't help the story in any way.
It's the only note I made about the whole story. Pie and sauce.
And didn't get it on my shirt. That's why you wear a black shirt, isn't it? So that you don't drip food on
it. You don't see my sweat patches.
Oh.
Only black and white. Anyway, I get to the front of the line. I said to the guy, I'm like, oh, did you reckon he was going to do a runner? And the guy goes, nah, it's a stolen car.
What?
And I went, what? How'd you know?
What?
And he goes, we scan all the number plates when we come in.
Do they?
And I'm like, how did you pick that up? And he goes, have a look at this. Points up, they've got a huge screen.
Oh, my God, this is exciting.
The big police banners come up on the side of it. So on his screen, he's got big blue and white. And then the number plate of the guy. And I'm like, oh. And so were you getting him into prepay? Then would you just let him go? And he goes, no, we just get him in the store so then we can get a better photo of them.
Oh. And so that means they can send that back to police, and then police can hunt them down.
That immediately goes out to the cops, and the cops go, we've got this stolen car at this point on the highway. Yeah.
What a community service.
Yeah, how are those fingers going, Buzz?
Yeah, good. Is this... You've been hit by, you've been
struck by a smooth... Doesn't matter how many times we rehearse, does it, mate?
We didn't rehearse at all, actually, but that's all right.
It was worth playing the song, though.
Yeah,
unlike
wasn't
the pie bit, it was a good addition.
Yeah, yeah. We're both down a point, Buzz. It's going to be a rough week.
Okay, so hold on. Did the guy didn't steal any petrol, though?
Just so you know,
what?
I did have a different idea for a song by then, and I rang it through and I went, hey, can you get that song that goes, Man on the Run?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh.
Yeah. It would be good. It turns out it's Band on the Run. And I said, well, that's just one of them. I don't think that really works for the segment.
I thought it was Man on the Run too.
Band on the Run.
But normally you insert your beat. You could have used it, but you could have just gone, Man on the Run. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, so that's all you wanted to share?
I want to know, what crime have you seen being committed? Because I saw this guy, he'd stolen a car, just cruising around.
Were you tempted to go chase after him?
No.
Do a bit of citizen's arrest?
Nah, because there was no victim in my mind, apart from the person who's lost their car.
Yeah.
I've kind of felt sorry for the dude, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I was explaining this to Song, because, I say to you, I always want to get involved Like yeah, in it.
You want to be the hero.
Yes.
Yes.
But then, like recently, there was a guy who stole some stuff from a big supermarket chain, and the security guard at the place stopped him, but I felt sorry for the guy, so I ended up getting with a fight with a security guard, getting him to get off the thief so they could leave.
Why?
Because I felt sorry for the guy, because I think if you're at the point
I know you want to be a hero, stealing, but that's not a hero scenario, you know that.
Yeah, but I think he's not rich, and this guy's just making his wage from the supermarket. Stop meddling in other people's lives.
Okay, we can't just live our life where we go, oh, let him go, just let him go.
I think if you looked a bit down on your luck, you can, of course you can let him go. No one, they're making enough money.
I know, but you can do that, but the store can't have a policy like that.
Yeah, but that's why I stepped in and stopped the store guy from grabbing him. My policy trumps store policy.
I'm sure there's a superhero like that. I remember seeing some show where he always stops crimes like that. And
are you saying I'm a superhero?
Anyway, I remember seeing it once.
Robin Hood?
I watched about 3 episodes of it and then got bored.
Robin Hood, thanks for your suggestion, Buzz. 13-60, when have you seen a crime being committed?
Or can you eat a pie without getting sauce on you?
Confident callers, we'll talk to you next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are talking, when have you seen a crime being committed? Because I was at a servo on the weekend driving down to a gig and there was a guy driving a stolen car.
Trying to fill it up.
Yeah, and they refused to serve him and they said, hey, you just come inside. You got to prepay your pump. And then they showed me that a big alert, police alert had come up. And I thought, this is amazing. I'm witnessing
the
wild, wild west.
That was the highlight of your Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, no, the gig was
good too. How many people have you told that story to?
Yeah, you were the first.
Is it?
Pretty much, yeah. No? Did that feel like a story that had been wheeled out before?
Yeah, it did. Actually, no, it didn't.
No.
It had a lot of umming and ahhing in it.
Yeah, I should have ironed out the kinks, to be honest. Lee, talk to us. When have you seen a crime being committed?
Yeah, I was in a certain store and I was just waiting for my son and I watched this guy bend down and put about 10 Fitbits in his bag.
Oh.
And I thought, and he looked at me as if to say, well, yeah. And then, so I went to the security guard as I was walking out and said, the guy coming up with the backpacks full of Fitbits. And, yeah, he got caught.
I mean, the irony of it would be if he had to run from the store, the Fitbits would already be working for him, right?
Yeah, probably.
And so were the store thankful for to you? Did they give you anything?
Well, no, they didn't give me anything. I actually walked out. Yeah. And then went back in and said, oh, did you get him? And he said, yeah, we did, thanks. So, a lot of thanks.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
you deserved a Fitbit for that.
Yeah, you deserve something. Were you tempted to go back and steal something from him?
Just to call, make it even.
While the security was distracted?
Yeah.
We got James in Sydney. Thanks, Lee. James, what crime did you see being committed?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Seen a truck drive through an ATM at a shopping centre.
A smash and grab.
Yes.
In a shopping centre?
Inside a shopping centre. So ages ago, I used to work at Coles doing the night shift.
Yeah.
So I'd say it was about 1 o'clock, middle of the night. And
so it's shut up? So nobody's around? So
everything's closed. Coles is inside the shopping centre and all of a sudden we just hear a loud bang, so a lot of crashing.
Yeah.
Look outside into the main foyer of the shopping centre and we just see a ute reversed into an ATM.
Oh my God.
And yeah, so just purple ink all over the place, money flying all around the place, and two guys with masks jumped out and tried to grab all the money, realized that, you know, none of it was useful, so ended up taking off. So obviously we called up the cops at the time, and within 5 minutes, I'd say about 5 cop cars, two of them had the sniffer dogs and a helicopter.
Did you?
When
you say none of it was useful, does the ink go on to the money?
It'd be ink.
Yeah, so the ink pretty much terminates the use of all the money.
Oh,
yeah,
it just there makes it. Go.
Yeah.
Did you take any of the inky money?
Mate, I was tempted to, you know, a little souvenir of the incident.
It's pretty obvious, though, isn't it? When you're shaking the copper's hands and you've got bright blue hands.
Exactly.
Sir, have you touched the money? No. I'm a smurf.
Thanks, James. And finally to Chris.
This
Chris,
is fun, isn't
I know,
it?
Isn't it?
Smash and grab's a good one to see.
When did you see a crime go down?
Yeah, how you doing? I didn't actually witness it. I inadvertently helped out.
Oh, what happened?
Around 15 years ago, me and a couple of mates hanging out at the park on a Saturday night, as you do, and an old busted-up Commodore broke down next to us and window winds down and, hey, guys, you reckon you'd give us a push to the servo? So, sure enough, no worries. Me and my mates helped push the thing in, and as we roll in the driveway of the servo, he tells us it's a stolen car.
he told you. He just calmly went,
he turned around, you guys might want to get out of here. This thing's stolen.
I mean, so, that's considerate.
Yeah, courteous, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And did the cops come or anything, Chris?
I don't know. We hightailed it.
Yeah, good.
Just got out of there. Didn't want the questions.
There's nothing that makes you look more innocent than sprinting from the crime scene.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcast1.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's get into Bickmore's Bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, I had an incredibly exciting day yesterday that I wanted to share with you.
Yep.
It's not often that a government press conference is considered exciting, but the one I went to yesterday, I got a call from the health minister on Saturday saying, oh, we've got a really exciting brain cancer announcement on Sunday. We'd love you to come down for it. Went down there and was almost blown away when I heard the government announce a brain cancer fund of $100 million. That's more funding than brain cancer has ever received in Australia. Their aim is to double the rate of survival within a decade, which is incredible news because at the moment the survival rate hasn't changed in 30 years. But it's so exciting. It's a collaboration between the government, Cure Brain Cancer Foundation, Twiggy Forrest, who's putting in some money as well, and some other philanthropic groups. But it is, I think it's a game changer. It's the first time that I have honestly, in the time that I've had brain cancer as part of my life, as the time that I've been involved in campaigning, it's the first time I've gone, there is hope.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly exciting day and I cannot wait to see what they do with this money and I just hope that it's spent well.
Even from the limited exposure I've had through you of the stories of people suffering from this, there's so many tragic stories that it's nice to finally have a bit of good news.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
So
good on you, mate.
Watch this space. Hopefully we've got some good news to deliver within the decade.
Great.
Someone else who provides a lot of joy in the government is Clive
Palmer. Oh,
and
I love
Barnaby
him.
Joyce. And this is a combination of Barnaby and Clive. Clive and Barnaby together at last. Now, obviously on Friday, citizenship debacle, everyone's been booted out.
Yeah.
The High Court's declared that Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce is ineligible to sit in Parliament, which is interesting because Malcolm Turnbull's ducked out of the country today and so Julie Bishop's got the call up. She's now acting Prime Minister because Barnaby's ineligible. Anyway, it's all because he inherited a New Zealand citizenship via his father and all the rest of it. Someone who's delighting in this is Clive Palmer. And Clive Palmer has done what Clive Palmer likes to do and done one of his little goodbye videos. Have a listen.
Goodbye, see you in Auckland. Goodbye, have a good trip. Queenstown's looking great. Goodbye, Barnaby. Barnaby, Barnaby, goodbye. Goodbye, Barnaby, goodbye. Barnaby, bye-bye, goodbye. Toodaloo, twiddly.
Brilliant.
Twiddly.
Now, I don't understand why he's so confident it's goodbye, because by all accounts, Joyce is probably going to win the by-election. So it's probably not goodbye.
You're focusing on the wrong bit.
Am I?
Yeah, it's just Clive Palmer being funny.
Okay.
He's looking amazing, by the way. I reckon he must have had gastric bypass, hey? Because he's lost
that much weight. Did he have some surgery?
Did he?
He had something. Or was he really sick?
He is a stick.
Something happened and he couldn't. Remember, he couldn't get to
the buffet?
Are you talking about Clive or Barnaby?
I'm talking about Clive.
Yeah, because remember he couldn't get to court and he kept saying he was too sick to go to court?
Oh, right. Okay.
I should know more about this, shouldn't I? I feel like it's all merging into a
word. Even if he's being crook, it's like once you get gastro, are you sure it's bad in the short term, but in the long term?
Long-term gains.
He looks shredded. Also, I've spent a whole day just trawling through the comments on it, because this is a sponsored Facebook post that Clive Palmer's done. Yeah,
Barnaby,
goodbye. Yep. And just the comments are amazing. How's this one? A bloke called Jordan writes, someone tagged Queensland police, this man driving while streaming, dead ass.
Oh.
That's got
Was he driving?
No. Oh. He's in the passenger seat. Oh. That had 208 likes. The only thing that had more likes is Ralph, who writes back, he's in the passenger seat, dead ass. I love it.
Well, from one man with man boobs to another man with man boobs.
Oh, Clive is just back to nearly catwalk condition. You don't need
Maybe
to comment on his man boobs.
He's given up beer. Maybe that's the thing, because they've discovered today
that
your favourite drink could be giving you man boobs.
He's in the passenger seat. He hasn't given up beer.
The reason being is hops, this flower that's used in beer, contains a high amount of phytoestrogen, which is a plant-derived chemical that's similar to the female sex hormone estrogen. right? Mm. And they're saying that if you drink excessive amounts of beer, you could end up with beer boobs.
Beer and boobs.
My together at last. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. 6 years' time from now.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
I'm going to have to teach my son to drive. And it's terrifying me. I'm hoping by the time my daughter is of driving age, there'll be driverless cars and I won't have to teach her because she is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. But 6 years from now.
Yes.
Do you reckon you'll have stopped sharing with him by then? All right, son, let's grab towels. We've got to get in the car.
But it makes, I'm so scared of him being on the road. Like, I remember when I first went on the road. In fact, I had a car accident and almost died the day that I got my license. So I think what? I'm even more terrified. Yeah, I mean, we spoke about this.
The cliff. The tree.
Yes. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, you ran it through so quick, like it wasn't a life-changing experience.
Well, it was a life-changing experience. My dad, my stepdad insisted that I drive an old Morris Minor that they found and get his mate to do it up for me, right?
Sick.
To fiddle with it, right? Yeah. So it had like bench seats and it was, but I'd learned to drive on a car that didn't have bench seats. So the brake was in the middle, whereas the bench seat brakes on the other side. So there's already a whole lot of problems.
Right.
And anyway, he thought that no new car for Carrie. You don't get a new car straight away when you learn to drive.
No.
You got to drive a bit of a beat up. I was going to use a word, SH word, but I won't.
Yeah, box
is what they used to call it, right?
Now we've both just said box quite aggressively. I don't know if it's much better.
Anyway, the day I got my license, I was so excited and I made myself a new skirt.
Sorry?
Because I,
you know, Buzz, you know when we get so excited we make ourselves new skirts? There's so
too
much
often,
in this story.
Too often.
Oh,
this
gosh.
This is not even what we're
I'm
meant to be talking about.
I'm so excited
about.
I might just go and put me together a frock.
That's what
I do when I'm up about. Some people go and have illusion shakers and get lit. Not me. I will break out the sewing machine and go sit by myself in a room for a while.
A lot of my clothes.
What an existence.
I used to
make a lot of my clothes.
I love sewing.
After I milked the cows by hand and churned the butter, I'd go and make me a garment.
Anyway, I made a skirt, but I didn't attach the zip properly and it was sticking into my back, right? So as it was, I was in Perth, I grew up in Perth, and it was about 36
degrees.
You would
have thought a homemade clothes could go wrong.
And as I was driving along up to visit my friends who lived up in the hills, it was 36 degrees, I was hot and sweaty, and the zip was sitting into my back. So I pulled the zip right down and undid my skirt. So I was pretty much, didn't have the skirt on, but I was sitting in it, if that makes sense.
This is fun driving.
And then I came to my friend's house,
and
though she was up in the hills, high beams on.
Don't worry, keep going. Keep going.
No, I had a bra on. She lived at the very bottom of a cul-de-sac, right? And I came over the hill to go down to the bottom of this cul-de-sac, and then I realised my brakes were failing.
Oh, no.
And I pumped and pumped and pumped and nothing happened. And because I hadn't been driving long enough to know that you could slowly put on the brake or do any of these things, I thought I'll turn right up somebody's driveway. But obviously, as soon as I turned, the car didn't slow down. And as I was careering towards the drive, the garage door, I then went, shivers, I better go left.
I better go left, said the lady in the homemade dress.
So I went left. Over the next property, like it went dung down to the next grass lot and then into a tree. And then I heard a whole lot of men who were fixing the roadworks, doing roadworks, come running down saying, she's dead, she's dead, she's got to be dead, she's dead. Two things saved my life. One, that the tree was dead, so it went with my car rather than against.
What are we saying? Kill all the trees. No, sorry.
I don't think there's a second reason why. I think that's the only reason. However, all I remember is opening the door and going, I'm alive, and standing up and my skirt falling off because I hadn't secured the zip properly.
That's so great. I mean, obviously not great. That's an amazing story, though.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I was going to do something different here. We're going to do something different.
Because can we do tales of homemade clothes?
I don't think there'll be enough of
them. Yeah, when homemade clothing disasters, the phones will go off their rockers.
Originally, we were going to talk about kids who
doesn't
have...
Doesn't matter. Homemade clothing disasters, the phones will go nuts for.
That or what accident did you get into on the day you got your license? Mm. One's a bit more fun than the other, isn't it? one could be bad. Okay, let's do homemade clothing disasters.
Yeah, homemade clothing disasters. 131060, give us a call. I mean, that's great because you witnessed the men running towards you going, oh, no, I think she's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in stressful situations often you lose a bit of your memory because you're lucky you didn't remember what you heard as you were flying past them before you hit the tree, because they would have gone, quick, come running. There's a woman with no skirt on driving.
13, 10, 60.
Can I tell you the one good thing of the story?
Mm-hmm.
I got a new car, not brand new, but 10 years old, so that was newer, Ford Fiesta.
Oh,
it was my car for the next 5 years.
Okay, you didn't want to make yourself a car on the sewing machine?
13, 10, 60, homemade clothing disasters. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've ended up in a place we didn't think we were going to, but
no,
I'm wrapped about it.
We were going to get kids to ring up and dob in how bad their parents were at driving, but somehow we've ended up talking about how I made a skirt the day I learnt to drive and crashed my car.
Yes.
And now we're asking for your homemade clothing disasters.
You're acting like it's a topic you've never talked about a lot. This is real water cooler chat. Jackie, have you had a homemade clothing disaster?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Well, my mother used to make us our clothes and she made some homemade bathers that I wore to the public pools and that were white and no lining.
What's she making?
That's adventurous. Homemade bathers.
Yeah, I know. What's she?
It was a mother of a single mum of six kids, and she was a really good sewer, but just, forgot that we were 13 years old.
Jackie. And did you know it was only once that you got wet that you were like, ooh.
Yeah. I refused to wear them again. So she tried different colours.
Your mum sounds like an absolute legend.
Oh, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, good on single mums.
Yes.
Danielle, tell us, when did you have a homemade clothing disaster?
My grandmother crocheted me a bikini, which I had never worn to the beach. First time I did, I came out of the surf and the crutch was down around my knee.
I thought you were going to say the crochets were so big your nipples were just through the holes.
Danielle, I'm not a crocheting or a bikini expert, but I didn't think you... I mean, I'm an appreciator, but I didn't think you would crochet a bikini.
No, I mean, I feel like all these parents and grandparents are extremely adventurous.
My father thought
the same thing. Right. Is crochet like wool? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a knit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
she's done this one
but like holes.
With no elasticity in it or backing sewed onto it whatsoever.
many homemade bikinis.
Oh.
Did you ever venture into... Because you made your own skirt.
No, I didn't venture into swimwear.
Okay. I mean, it's not too late.
No, it's not.
You could crochet up here tonight.
I still have a sewing machine. Daniel, what was your homemade... Oh, no, you don't have a homemade clothing design. Oh, you have the other thing we were asking about. When did you crash your car on your first day of driving? Is that you?
Yes, it is.
What happened?
So, first day I got a brand new car and wasn't used to it. Come around the corner and gave it a bit too much of the loud pedal. And went straight into a guardrail.
And Daniel, did you give it a bit too much when you were coming around the corner because you were distracted by a woman emerging from the surf with a crochet bikini around her ankles?
A bit cold in Tassie for bikini.
There you go. The nipples would have poked through the holes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time for us to get out of here. Big rest of the Monday plan. Because what's on the project tonight?
What is on the pro? Oh, Tony Martin's coming on.
Oh, he's got a new book.
He's one of the reasons I wanted to get into radio when I was little. Martin and Malloy.
Yeah. That was one of my first albums. Poop Shoot.
Oh.
And then the Brown album and then Eat Your Peas.
Anyway, good chat. Show
tonight. Hamish and Andy. Very next.
Stunning review. Thanks,
good
Buzz.
Chat.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.